Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Just Take the L. It's your host, me, Lola Clinton Hayward. Now, I hope you've had a really good week. If you're anything like me, my week has been super busy, and frankly, it's not even over yet. Like, there's so much more I have to do. But I am so grateful you're tuning in, whether this is your first time listening or you're a regular, I'm glad to have you. Today's topic, and it's something that I kind of love talking about, like, literally, if you give me any heed at all, I will have mentioned this if you're a close friend. But today is going to be about talking about manifestation and the laws of the universe and how to basically use them and what I do to make it work in your power and to kind of aspire and get the dream life that you want. Okay, first of all, let's talk a bit about manifestation. I feel like, especially in like 2020, 2019, a lot of people were talking about manifestation this, manifestation that. And there was a lot of false knowledge that kind of went with it. And one thing that, like, I feel like is still commonly misinterpreted, and, like, by the way, this is just my understanding. Everyone's like, okay, I'm gonna manifest my dream life, which is slay. We love that. But, like, it's like when someone is like, yeah, I'm gonna manifest, I win the lottery. I literally have heard people say, I'm gonna manifest, win the lottery, and they don't even enter. Like, I feel like people are like, I'm gonna manifest my dream life. You need to take aligned action to manifest. Like, you can't really just say, like, yeah, I'm going to get a Porsche. Okay, slay, love that for you. How are you going to do that? Or, like, no, look, I feel like the main one is, like, a lot of people are like, I'm going to be a millionaire when I'm older. And then you're like, okay, like, fun, love this for you. How are you going to do that? And they're like, I'm going to manifest it. And I'm like, okay, but, like, what are you going to do to become a millionaire? You can't just say, like, yeah, I'm gonna become a millionaire. I mean, you can, but, like, you need to take the aligned action and, like, work towards it and then believe that you are. Therefore, that is what you will accomplish. Like, I don't know. I just feel like that's a huge thing and people need to, like, kind of realize that. But one of the main things I think that it takes for you or for anybody to get into, like, spirituality or, like, manifestation and not think that it's, like, a whole load of shit, essentially, is, like, one moment. Like, fully, you will have one moment where something is just so quote-unquote unexplainable and such a coincidence that, like, it changes your whole perception of, like, the universe. Like, that sounds extreme, but I'm telling you, it's it. And I just thought I'd give you a little fun story on how basically mine happened and why I'm into spirituality now. I'd like to preface saying, like, my mum, when growing up, was a bit woo-woo. Like, she was very yogi, like, kind of the energy. And, like, I was like, you're deluded. Like, what are you talking about? But I don't know if that was just, like, the 15-year-old me. But then during lockdown, I was just on TikTok, as we do. And I saw this one video about manifestation. And I think at the time, like, I don't know, there was basically my ex's friend, or, like, a friend of a friend, who was, like, older than me, like, whatever. Like, I thought he was really cute, and, like, I literally had tried to shoot my shot numerous times, don't even know if he really knew my name, and whatever. So I tried and failed, like, a couple of times. I tried to slide into the DMs, not gonna lie. So then, anyways, fast forward, I'm, like, at home, and I'm, like, I see this random video about how to get a guy to text you, and I was, like, ain't no way, like, deadass ain't no way. But I was like, okay, I may as well do it. I'm not really doing anything else. So, like, I can't remember the 100% the method. I think it was, I had to write down, like, X, the person's name has, like, followed me and texting me and da da da. Like, I think I either wrote it 11 times or 3 times. But then a main part of that was I got into, like, a meditative state, and then I visualized, like, in such detail, this guy texting me. Like, bear in mind, I don't even know this guy. Like, we literally do not talk anymore. But for the sake of the story, I was, like, obsessed with this guy, or, like, obsessed with the idea of this guy. And I hadn't even really met him in person before, like, whatever. So I fully imagined him in his room. Like, I don't even know what his room looks like, but, like, our room. And, like, going on his phone, seeing his phone, seeing my name on his phone, seeing the text come in from me. Like, literally as if I was, like, if I had texted him or he texted me, as if I was the fly on the wall. Like, I imagined this in such detail. Like, and I tried to get into the energy of, like, yes, I got a text from him. Anyways, but then I stopped doing that after, like, whatever minutes after I imagined, and I let go of it. And because I honestly thought that this was, like, bullshit, I fully didn't think about it. Like, I was just like, okay, as if. Anyways, fast forward 3 days, still in my room because it was locked down. I'm in my bed, like, I can vividly see and remember. And I was just, like, on my phone. And next thing I get, does anyone use VSCO? But like, I get VSCO notifications being like, the person followed you. They liked your thing. They liked your thing. They liked your thing. And I'm like, what the hell? And at the time I was using VSCO and I had like my Snapchat and my VSCO. And then I go on Snapchat and I got added. Then I got added. Then when I add them back, I got added to the private story. And then I got a message. I literally was baffled. Like, bear in mind, I had tried to shoot my shot like 3 times prior and I got pied and I honestly felt so embarrassed to then randomly getting spammed, liked or whatever on VSCO, getting added to the private story. Like, for me at the time, that was a big thing. Like, no one even came into my private story. So for you to add me straight away, like, I literally was like gobsmacked. And then after that, like, I think we chatted for a bit. I ended up meeting with him and like whatever. Nothing ever really came about from it. Like, I think I got with him, but like nothing more than that. But it was more, that was my story. Like, deadass, it started with me manifesting a bloody text and this guy being obsessed with me. And like from that, I was like, oh my God, this is actually real. Like, what the hell? And although that started with such a mediocre, like non like whatever thing, like I literally, it opened up a whole host of like opportunities. Because I will say, if you are into manifestation, you're going to get into after hearing this podcast episode, do not waste your energy trying to manifest text. Like, genuinely don't do it. You could be manifesting like money, success, like your dream body. Like, why are you wasting it on some like girl or guy who like you had to basically like manipulate energy wise to like text you? Like, don't do it. Like, honestly, don't do it. But that was my little story, like very short story of how I got into this. And I was like, what the hell? Because it honestly was so crazy. But yeah, there are so many laws of the universe, right? I feel like everyone talks about law of attraction, which slay. But there is a whole host of them. There's law of divine oneness, law of vibration, law of correspondence, duh, law of attraction, law of inspired action, law of perpetual transmutation of energy, law of gender, law of rhythm, law of polarity, why can I talk? Law of relativity, law of compensation, and law of cause of effect. So there's 12. And this is basically just saying like what goes on in the universe. And I feel like everybody who goes into manifestation is like, law of attraction this, law of attraction that. Which, yes, obviously is a thing. But I fucking love law of assumption and law of, like, okay, this is not law, but it kind of like is detachment. Like, everyone needs to calm it down with law of attraction. Like, yes, we attract what we're vibrationally on the same level with. But until we get to that level, like, how are we going to get there? Like, you need to assume, you need to get to that level. And if you're starting off, like, it's all well and good being like, yeah, into manifestation, switch, law of attraction. It takes a lot more self-concept to honestly believe whatever. And I feel like you'll know if you're at that, because you'll start seeing really weird coincidences or like things happening. But like, law of assumption, I love this. Like, just assume. Like, I know that's easier said than done, but if you genuinely assume that everything is working out and that everything's chill and that, like, basically, as I say, be delulu until it's trululu. Like, fully assume, like, if you're not at where you want to be right now, that's fine, but it will happen, like, duh. And genuinely, like, I feel like this has happened for things. Like, I fully just assumed that, like, yeah, I will be able to do that. And, like, bear in mind, I, like, at the time, like, won't be anywhere near that, like, at all. But I'll be like, yeah, that's gonna happen to me. Like, whatever. And it will happen. And the main thing with that, though, is, like, assume it, but you've got to let go of it, which I know is such a hard one. I always struggle with this myself, because if you're working towards something and you're like wanting it so bad, it's hard not to think about it. But like, you just got to do it and just like let go and relax. That's why I feel like sometimes, like, right, my main one, if you obviously, I feel like if you're seeing this, you know, I've been like posting on social media for a good bit, right? But like, I'm not necessarily where I want to be right now, but I know it will happen. But like, if you're working towards something, especially when it's like social media and like a lot of that is views or like people following you or like whatever, like, it's really hard to detach. So I find that I've had the best results with social media when I have something else going on in my life. Like, if I'm fully doing social media, only thinking about it, it doesn't go well. Like, yes, I do okay. But like, whereas if I have something else going on in my life, like, I've at university year, like, I've got a job, like a different job, like, it's a lot better. Like, I just feel like if I put in the work, but the less energy I spend thinking about it, the faster it comes about. And like, I'm hoping that happens, guys, because I've actually just got like a little new freelance kind of job So that's really fun. It actually came about really randomly as well. It came about me trying to do outreach for social media. Like, it was a really random kind of coincidence, but I'm really happy it's happened and hopefully it'll progress well. But like, fully, I think, yeah, things happen best when you're not focusing on it. You're putting in the work but not focusing. I honestly think that's like, basically, my equation for success is do a game plan, put in the work, know that it's going to happen, but it's going to happen when it's meant to happen, and then let it go, and then rinse and repeat. So like, organize, do the work, put, like if the social media, post it, let it go, and then repeat, like fully. And this can be for anything. Like if you're like, say, I don't know, diet, you want to lose or gain some weight or whatever, like fully write a meal plan, stick to the meal plan, go to the gym, live your life. And then you'll blink and I'll be 6 months from now and you'll be like, holy shit. Like wow, body transformation, like body tea. Also, if it is gym related, please take before pictures. You don't have to share them, but like for you, it's a lot easier to see progress, because I feel like sometimes with anything, if you don't take screenshots or you don't take pictures or whatever of like whatever your goal is, or like keep track of like results, you will look back and be like, oh my God, I haven't accomplished anything. Whereas if you compare, you'll be like, holy shit, I have. I'm so used to seeing myself every day, or I'm so used to these results. Like, it's just not like whatever in the forefront. So honestly, take those before pictures, take those screenshots of whatever analytics, just take the befores of whatever goal it is in your life. So that is my equation for success. One thing though, I will say that I'm slacking on right now, but holy shit, did it work. Visualization. Oh my God. Especially if you're like me and you're the type of person that like actually like has really vivid dreams, or like can really vividly see things. Like, I don't know if it's just because I'm like a Pisces sun, a Pisces Mercury. I'm a bit like in the clouds, I'm not gonna lie. But like visualization, it will be huge. The more you imagine and see yourself in where you want to be, the more and the closer you will be to it. I don't know what it is, like fully, when I got into manifestation, like I'm telling you, after that text from that guy like years ago, I went a bit crazy. Like I was meditating 40 minutes every day before school. I had a notebook where I would write like all the things I wanted. Like, I was a bit obsessed, like fully I was in the clouds. Like, I feel like I'm kind of edging towards that now, but like not as much. But I would like to get into visualization, like through meditation, a lot more. But like fully visualizing and feeling the energy. And brownie points, if you actually meditate before, right? Because I feel like, right, if you're not used to meditation, or even if you are, in my experience, when you first try to meditate and you listen to like whatever frequency music on Spotify, I found it helps. And you first close your eyes and you're sitting still, especially if you've got a lot going on in your life or there's like a lot of stuff happening, your mind won't switch off straight away. Honestly, I would say it takes me about 5 or 10 minutes to just get the initial thoughts on what's going on in my life to kind of just stray a bit. Like, they're still there, but like they're not as prominent. So fully give yourself about 20 minutes of meditating, like until you can, don't start visualizing until you have the things you want to think about, thought about, kind of, and then just let them go. And this might sound stupid, but I'm telling you, it will happen. You'll be able to get into a more meditative state quicker the more often you practice meditation. But until that, feel the thoughts, kind of maybe look at them for a few seconds, then let them go. But don't start visualizing until that's happened, because you won't be at the right place and you'll have those thoughts kind of overlap with what you're trying to visualize, I find. But when you've gone past that, visualize everything. Like, I mean everything. What you look like, what you're wearing, where are you? Like, literally as if you're a fly on the wall. If you're like in the sky looking down on wherever you are, where you want to be in life, and fully feel it. Also, try feel the energy of it. Like, that sounds a bit stupid, but like, imagine when you're meditating and you're visualizing, like, this is actually happening. Like, this fully has happened. I'm like, I don't know, I've got the body I want. I have like a loving relationship. Like, I don't know, whatever it is. Frankly, I would say though, if you're anything like me, I don't think you should be manifesting texts or like specific relationships. Like, you can try and like honestly visualize like a loving relationship, but like, don't force it on one person. Like, I know we all want to, and there's someone that you're probably like thinking about right now as you're listening, thinking, I want them to text me, and like, why aren't they texting me? Babe. Like, you don't need that. Just focus on self-love. And the more you love yourself, I'm telling you, as cringy and as cliche as it is, it will happen when it's meant to. And I know that I'm single saying this, But like every single thing that I tried to force has not worked out. Whereas like the things that I haven't forced are the things that have worked out. So like honestly, if it's gonna happen, it will happen. Whether that's today, tomorrow, etc., etc. And I know that's so annoying to hear, but like anything, like love, it'll happen. But yeah, so visualize, feel the energy. Now, also, this, I don't want to get too into this because I feel like it's literally going down a rabbit hole. But like, there is a version of you who has achieved what you want. Although you might not feel like that person now, there is fully a, like a person, like a version of you that has. Like, I don't want to get too into like quantum kind of like physics or like whatever, but I fully believe that there is so many different parallel universes where like your life is like, there's thousands of your lives and like every single decision you make has an effect. Like, I'm pretty sure there was a Black Mirror episode like years ago, not in the new season, where like it was like you can pick your own kind of like script, and it's like based on like what you answer. Like, I don't know, say someone's like, do you want to go for a coffee today, right? If you say yes versus if you say no, there's a whole different universe of like your life. Now, I know that sounds like kind of insane, and you're like, especially if you're not into this, you're like, Lola, what the hell? But it is true. And like, especially with the whole TikTok like butterfly effect, first of all, those people are getting the butterfly effect wrong. Like, it's not like, oh, if I went on the date, I wouldn't be your girlfriend. Like, yes, obviously, if I didn't go on the date, I wouldn't be your girlfriend. But like, it's like looking back, like, okay, let me try to give you an example of like the butterfly effect I'm thinking of. Let me see. Okay, I don't know how far back to go with this. If I hadn't been depressed when I was 13, I wouldn't be in London right now trying to be a social media content creator. Like, or also in a psychology degree. Like, I just think like there's so many different things that interlinks, or like I would never know my best friend who I live with if I hadn't like, let me think. If I hadn't had a certain fight with my mom. Like, it's really random because like I'm trying to do the correlation in my head while I'm thinking about it, but like fully like, like the only reason, like it's just crazy, like I don't even know how to go back. Like, okay, that example, say fight with my mom. Like, essentially I moved to the UK, and like a lot of that was actually, I could go back even further. Like, I was in a college course and basically I dropped out because I didn't like it, and I didn't think like I got the points I needed, whatever. And then I was living at home and I was like getting in lots of fights with my mom, and my dad has a place in Bristol, so I was like, I'm gonna move. And like, I think there was one fight in particular that I was like, I'm done, like I'm actually gonna go. And I did. But then from that, I tried doing social media content creation, realized like I don't want to do this full time, or at least not right now. And then was looking at university degrees. I thought I had the points for the one I wanted, which was fashion and marketing. And I didn't, or like something happened and I didn't. And then I realized, why don't I do psychology? And then if I hadn't gone to the open day, which I only found out like the night before from my mom at the university, or like lived in that certain flat, I would have never met her. Like, it's just crazy. Like, there are so many things. So like, literally one choice you make will determine like your whole outcome. And that sounds scary, but it's actually quite like comforting, I find. Like, you will, like, it is meant to be, like, fully, although you won't see it now, like some things in your life will happen to teach you lessons. Although there might be really sad things or like horrible things, like a lot of it has a reason. And I feel like that's a really comforting thing. But like with that, there were so many versions of you who has got the thing. So although you don't have it right now, like if you're even thinking about it, I fully believe you're meant to have it. You're at least meant to try for it. And then maybe down the line, you'll like realize you don't want it. But like fully, there's a reason. So if you have, especially if you have like such a gut feeling that you're meant, like something's just meant to happen, that you're meant to go for it, you need to stop letting fear get in the way. Because, or like, I think I've talked about this, or I definitely have talked about this before, the fear of being perceived is crazy. So, or like the fear of being seen trying. So if you've got a feeling that you know you'd be good at something, or you want to like start a business, or you want to start a fitness thing, and you've been thinking about it, and you're like thinking about it, and you can't seem to shake it, go for it. Literally stop giving a motherfucker about what people have to say, whether it'll go bad, whether it'll go good. It will go, like fully it will go. So just stop being so scared. And honestly, I'm trying to take my own advice. Like right now, if you don't know,
If you don't follow me, basically I've just launched like a wellness and run kind of club in London for all girls, which is called the Stride and Thrive Club. And I'm basically hosting run clubs and for the time being, but like there's more events coming, guys. So if you like Pilates, you know, stay tuned or like stuff like that. But for the time being, I'm like trying to host run clubs. I think I set this up maybe the end of March, I think, right? And I had like a couple of friends come initially and I didn't have many people on the WhatsApp. And then like there was 1 week where my normal friends were all, that used to come were all busy, and I had put this out and I kind of advertised it, but like I had a couple of people text me saying they were gonna come, but I had a feeling that like nobody was gonna come, and I was like, oh my god, like in my head, this is so embarrassing, like I marketed this and like nobody's turning up, right? And I obviously went because I was like, in case people turn up. Nobody turned up, long story short. And I was like, okay, I can either like let this get me down and think like, holy shit, you're not meant to do this, Lola, da 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 da. Or like I could take it for what it is. I tried something, it didn't work out, and what? And honestly, since then, I posted, because I was like, do I even post that nobody turned up, like, low-key? But then I was like, I need to be honest with the journey, because I feel like I'd want other people, if I was watching someone build or trying to build their own thing, like, be honest, because this is the shit that nobody shares. Like, everybody talks about, like, starting a business, like, the highs, or, like, even, like, a fucking run club, like, everyone turning up. There was going to be points no one does. Like, there's going to be points your business doesn't do good, or something's went wrong, or nobody turns up. And, like, they're, honestly, I feel like, one of the main things that makes the story and the journey interesting, because without that, you wouldn't know what good day is. So I was like, okay, I'm going to share this. Like, I said it to my friend, I was actually going to share that nobody turned up to my run club. And he fully was like, imagine you get no views too. I was like, stop. I was like, why are you telling me this? Like, I don't want to think about it. But like, I posted it basically being like, lol, when no one turns up to your run club. And I was like, you know what? You can't have success without failure. And I said that in the video. And that video actually did quite well. Like, I think I got like 160,000 views on Instagram. And from that video alone, I gained 200 followers on the community account and I got 150 new people into the WhatsApp. And then from that, I posted then like another run club, which hopefully all goes well. It hasn't happened well, happened yet. It's at the end of May. But I sold out tickets and I was like, what the fuck? And also I sold out tickets. I charged like £1, which is like, okay, it's not astronomical, but like, it's just so different for me. And I feel like without me sharing that video about basically no one coming and getting rid of the whole fear of being perceived trying, I hopefully wouldn't be like where I am even today. Like, I don't know. And I just feel like if you have the inkling that you should go for something, you need to get over that fear of people judging you for trying to go for it. And like, as I said, that was an example of me trying to get over it. And I think I did. And because I did, like, touch wood, that has helped. Like, it genuinely has helped me being honest and me being like, yeah, no one's turned up. It's kind of an L, but we're gonna, as my podcast says, just take the L. Like, I feel like that's why I named it like this, because, you know, sometimes in life, you just got to take it. Like, you just got to take the L and move on, because you will get a W. But yeah. So that is kind of my little thing about manifestations. Very short. I could talk about this for ages, but frankly, you're probably not wanting to listen to me talk about it for ages. Maybe you do. If you do, let me know. But also, I have a flight to catch. Like, I'm going back to Ireland for 2 days and I'm meant to be leaving at 2:00. It's now 1:30 and I haven't even packed and I've got so many emails to do. So, lol. But that is the main things I would think about if you're going into manifestation or like think about it. Honestly, it's so interesting. Like, if you research, if you do anything after this, research about the laws of the universe. Go on TikTok, go on Google, like whatever you want to go on. It's super interesting. And also hearing people's stories, I think, are super inspiring and like super interesting to know about. But like always, if you enjoyed the episode, please let me know. Honestly, shout out to, there was a girl that listened last week. And if you're listening this week, I am about to respond to your Instagram DM. But honestly, sent the cutest message. I'm so glad that you even like are listening to this podcast. But if you like the podcast episode, please give me a text. Please share that you're listening to it, because honestly, anything and everything I'm grateful for. Like, honestly, I wouldn't be doing this without even like one listener. So thank you guys. But if you do want to check out my socials, my main Instagram is _LolaCH and my new run and wellness group, which is London based for now. So if you're a girl in London listening and you want to make new friends that kind of like matcha and running and Pilates and just trying to be better versions of themselves, I recommend checking it out. Not a self-promo or anything, but it's called the Stride and Thrive Club. If you just searched up the Stride and Thrive on Instagram, it should come up. It's like very pink orientated, very pink aesthetically, kind of like the podcast, not gonna lie. But I also have a WhatsApp group, which will be linked in the bio, where you can join. And I post, like, I do post events and stuff on my Instagram, but the main updates mainly go to the WhatsApp, because I don't want to, like, bombard everybody all the time that isn't from London. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening. I hope you have an amazing weekend. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, guys.